I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everybody, and hey. Welcome to the Star Companion Podcast. My name is David.
And my name is Zach. You know, again, it's been a while.
It has been a while.
Still wanted to say my name is David. It's literally on the tip of my tongue every time.
Just want to be me. And that's fine.
It is fine.
You can be on me, in me. Wow. But you can't be me.
Oh.
And that's for all the ladies out there, not you.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to hit you with my elbow there. So, yeah, this is the Star Companion.
Yeah.
We're back. Again, after saying we were back. But we're back again. For real.
Unless you're listening to this
yeah.
later or in sequential order.
Unless, of course.
It's just business as usual.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, either way.
Yeah.
We got pretty caught up with life. So we're going to start this episode as a special episode. It's the Star Companion Apology Tour. We're going to begin an episode, as we usually do, with an apology.
Apologizing to our fans.
That's a
good way to run a podcast.
Yeah.
And it's the best way that I know.
Okay.
For anybody who doesn't know, we are the internet's premier Star Trek. I still got it, baby.
Nice segue.
Premier Star Trek fan podcast.
I got a new chair.
Zach got a new chair. What else has been happening?
Mm.
Coronavirus is still going on.
Still coronavirus. that was a note from my old coworker. Says, fuck you.
Nice.
I actually saved all the hilarious notes over the years.
But as Zach was leading into, life gets pretty busy sometimes. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
We got pretty busy there, just with grad school and life. And my boss passed away.
Yep.
Rest in peace.
I killed her.
David killed her. And so I had been transitioning the company. If you will, I work for a music publishing company, for those of you that don't know. I know it seems like, wow, you guys must only do this. It's mm-hmm. not true. Because if it was, we'd probably be at TNG by now.
Yeah, you wouldn't have an apology.
So I got pretty caught up doing that. David had school. And so, you know, we're going to try and be back now. And what was the other thing I was going to say?
All the people that reached out to us.
Yes.
Yeah. So there was a lot of people who reached out to us after our recent plea for help.
And thank you.
Thank you. We will probably be taking up at least one or two or maybe a few of you on that. So expect emails.
Yes.
Just expect them.
Expect them. They will be happening.
They will be.
And for those of you that are listening to this as the third episode in the order that we're going to release it. It's going to sound pretty ridiculous because there's two episodes beforehand that we recorded earlier.
Yeah.
Then there's this one.
Right.
And so for those of you that get to this one, there was a delay And that's radio, baby. I'm letting you behind the curtain.
Yeah, that's inside baseball.
Behind the Federation flag, if you will. Anyway, so yeah.
Yeah.
Should we just get into it?
Let's get into it, dude. Let's get popping.
All right, so
let's pick up where we last left off.
What the fuck do we do here again?
We review Star Trek episode by episode.
Holy shit, you mean like from the beginning until the end, or is there a certain tool or numbering system that we use?
We're using a timeline, the timeline of events that happen sequentially.
Stardate by Stardate.
Stardate by Stardate.
That's right.
Yeah. And right now, we are nearing the end of Season 3 of Enterprise. Enterprise Season 3, Episode 18. The name of this episode is Azadi Prime.
Zachary Prime.
Stardate.
The Stardate was unknown, but it's definitely like...
It's like a couple...
2154.
It's like a week after Hatchery.
27... Yeah, whatever. You know what? It's like a week after Hatchery.
Yeah, after the last one.
Things are still going together, and it's starting to get good, huh?
Oh, yeah. This is actually where it really starts to pop off. Last episode was pretty good. Well, last episode was Hatchery, and that was... Dad overacting.
Well, yeah, that was the one where I had the had my favorite note I think of all time, which was you know, when Dad received like a you know, he got cummed on in the face.
You baby killer trip. That's weird, baby killer.
Anyway,
in this episode, Archer and crew descend upon the Zindi. They're hanging out around Azadi Prime, which is, I think, it's a sun.
Yeah.
And there's a water planet. It's kind of convoluted, but
it did get a little weird when it was like, well, let's just dive into the ocean, man.
Yeah,
and they're like, what, an aquatics base?
Yeah, that's
how many things need to break right. You know what, yeah. I mean,
I was wondering when they first dove down under the water, I was like, why would they build that underwater? And then the manatees showed up, and I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
But in reality, it sounded like,
stay away from my sphere.
Weapon down here.
Dad suddenly shows up, and they pick up the Zindi on their scanners, and Dad gets his little dad smirk, and he says, Degra, I got you, bitch. Your goose is cooked.
Cooked, son. This had the most epic, like, three... The sequence here was hilarious. Top down onto Dad as he's standing in the command center. You're like, all right, we're getting badass. Okay, put us closer. Magnify ship. Show me warp signature.
And that ain't the only time that we get a close. We get a close up. Later in the episode, we get a pretty epic close up. This is the episode of close ups.
Yes.
Speaking of close up, we get close up and personal with the Zindi, and Degra is kind of having doubts. He's like, I don't know if we should finish this weapon. And the lizard guy is like, well, no, we shouldn't stop until the humans are dead. And it's like, ah. Big surprise. The lizard guy wants us all dead.
Always.
I'm so fucking sick of reptilians. Lizards. So sick of them. Sick of them running our world, too.
We thank you. Lizard go hiss too early. So new dad, Trip, wants to speak bug, does he?
He does.
He's not very good at going, you know?
He'd probably do it with a southern draw still.
And would you mind?
No, I can't pull that off.
You can't do bug with a southern draw?
No.
Let me see if I can. No, I tried to draw it out.
N-word.
Derogatory comment about secular life.
They hop in, Trip and Reed hop in the Zindi ship, and they say, we're going to go check out this facility.
Oh, yeah, and before they go, Dad goes, don't die, so don't die. It's basically what he tells them.
So Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum get in the ship and head on over to the alien mothership. I thought this was Independence Day. And they're having a little trouble at first with the Zindi controls.
Mm-hmm.
And they just crash into a mountain and explode. And roll credits. End of the season.
When they have problems, you know, they go back to Enterprise, and they're like, Enterprise, you know, and they say something happened.
Yeah.
In Capitalist Pig, Dad tells his employees he'll send him a bill for mistakes he wouldn't have been to potentially
That's
make.
Right, he did.
We'll send you a bill. What? We're fucking
There's bills in post scarcity.
I'm sorry, society? No one gets paid in currency. That's a weird remark to be making.
What?
You filthy
capitalist. Filthy consumer pig.
And then did you notice that when they get contacted by the other ship, mm-hmm. the other bug ship,
yeah,
that they were able to converse with the other bug ship, and that like space lingo is the same.
Mm-hmm.
No matter who you are, like if you reach spacefaring, space lingo is the same despite language.
Yeah, and you just use the old navigational problems trick.
I've got a navigational problem. All right, that's it. We're boarding you.
And the bugs say, okay, we'll get back to the mothership when you can.
Well, I wish they had said get back to the queen, because let's be honest. They got an ant queen.
They do. That giant space ant mound that they all live in. Meanwhile, back on board the Enterprise, Dad notices on the moon that they're nearby that there's a Zindi base picking them up. Yep. And Dad gives them the old welcome to Earth, blows them out of fucking existence.
Welcome to Earth, motherfucker.
That's it's Independence Day.
Yeah, Dad's really out there causing mass murder, man.
He is. Dad is not fucking around anymore. And this is an interesting turn for him, because he kind of hams it up previous to this, but in these next three or four episodes, he gets really, he gets gritty, and I like it.
He gets super gritty, and then he has a turn.
Back. Okay.
We saw it, I mean, in the
first That's episode, true, that's yeah. true, yeah.
And then, so Dad decides... Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum find out that...
that basically they're constructing a Death Star down there, and there's a trench with a... It's a particle exhaust vent that you can shoot two photon torpedoes down. It's Star Wars now, too.
Oh, yeah, no, I get it.
And Dad says, well, if anybody's going to do that, it's going to be me, and I'm going to sacrifice... What?
The captain? The most important person here? He decides to go, and right about as he's about to go, he gets fucking sucked 400 years into the future by motherfucking Daniels again?
Yeah, and Daniel says, do not seek the treasure.
It's like, damn, Daniels, I was about to pilot some old bullshit.
Damn what?
Daniels?
Damn, Daniels.
I brought you back to Procyon 5, you know, duh. And bro, the Federation. It's like, Procyon 5? As if he has any recollection to that.
Yeah.
It's kind of one of those moments when...
This is a pretty dope suit he got on, though.
It's like pulling the genie out of a bottle and telling that to someone who doesn't understand what a genie is.
Yeah. Or a walnut.
Yeah, I wrote that one down, too.
Right before Dad departs on his mission, he's trying to tie up all the loose ends, and he does it in a way that really makes you feel like he's going to be back for another season and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he doesn't do it in a way that's like...
It's not final.
No, Dad's not marching off
it's
to his death here.
It's penultimate goodbye. And you know he's coming back because before he goes back to the regular time, regular century, Daniels goes, here's this coin.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. You'll know.
You'll know when the right time to use it is.
You know the only person on the council that you've even had, like, any contact with, really?
Yeah.
Well, he's the guy.
Well, okay, so if Daniels basically was saying, you know, do not go over there and blow this shit up. We need you alive. But then he goes over there, and the thing's gone. Shouldn't Daniels have already known that?
Shouldn't Daniels have already known that, hypothetically, there could be an alternate timeline of Enterprise coming?
Yeah,
and warn them.
That too, yeah.
I mean, if you're already broken timey-wimey nonsense, then why not just break it further?
I got a lot of problems with that episode too, but we'll get there. Dad, of course, gets captured.
What?
And he starts getting beaten up by the lizards.
He gets beat up, like, just the way he likes, you know? You can tell he kind of likes the pain in this one.
And he says, what secrets do you know? And Dad says, what, like you stinking up the room?
I know what your specialty is.
Stinking up the room.
What is he, 13, comes in fucking, you know, socks everywhere, and like that's why his room smells, because it's like football sweat, but it's like lizard or ant football, you know, and has that ever happened to you?
What a weird scenario. That's never happened to me, actually.
But no, I mean...
Dad goes on a little tirade about dinosaurs. You got T-Rex, XNX.
Look, the thing is you guys are lizards, and I know a thing or two about lizards on my planet. We got dinosaurs. You got dino what?
What? And let me tell you something. Their brains.
What about their brains?
What's a brain?
Wait, brains?
Is the size of a walnut.
What? Walnut? What's a walnut?
Dad does follow that up with, that's really small.
It's a small thing.
I'm insulting you is what I'm doing right now.
I just can't believe that I'm fine with buying premises in Star Trek, but the sheer amount of times that we get we had lizards and they all fucking died and now the ones that we have are way fucking smaller and they're our pets and shit and they need sunlight to stay warm.
And I make them into soup sometimes.
Yeah.
To offend you.
Do you know what a turtle is and how it looks in a soup? Soup.
What's a turtle?
Turtle. You're just literally
San Francisco?
Gibberish at me.
San Francisco restaurant? What's a fucking restaurant?
You went to a coffee shop and there was that one waitress that everyone banged? What's banging?
What's a coffee
shop? Lizards.
What's a restaurant? We just stand in like lizard chow lines and get like freshly dead flies.
No, dude, they just eat live mice. But they have different ones out there.
Yeah. They're not called... Yeah, exactly.
You know.
We get in this whole semantic... This could go forever. But basically, what the fuck is a walnut? The lizard guy says, you better tell us what you're doing out here, and you better tell if this...
How many ships?
If there's another Starfleet ship out here.
How many ships?
And Dad says, like, all right, I'll talk to Degra about it.
Yeah, let me talk to Degra. And you what? Tell him.
Yeah, tell him. Tell him I know about his child.
His dead daughter.
Yeah, his dead daughter. She's very dead.
She's as dead as can be. Yeah. I want everyone to be clear.
He's a genetic failure, and tell him that. But tell him to come in here because I want to talk to him. So Degra comes in, and Degra says, Dad starts saying, I know about all kinds of stuff. And Degra's like, I don't believe you. And Dad fucking mans up and says, listen here, you son of a bitch. 7 million! 7 million people!
Dad does this waffling of like, okay, yeah, I'll play the nice guy part. And then it's like, shut the fuck up!
Yeah.
They kill people, and I'm not letting it happen again! And it's like, dude, chill.
He gets cornered.
You never get... Yeah. You are not a diplomat.
No.
Good lord.
He tries to force his way through, and then when it doesn't work, he just explodes. Classic dad tactic.
Well, that, and he plays sympathy cards with people that killed his people. It's like, what?
That's so
they
true.
They don't have sympathy. You gotta get
that is
you can't
so true.
Do it in a group.
He does elicit a form of sympathy, though, from Degra. Degra, on his way out, he says, you haven't convinced me yet. And Dad says, yeah, well, checkmate, bitch. I made an impression on you. And
Dad goes, well, don't worry. In the next episode, I'm going to have a 15-minute show-and-tell experience. I'm going to show you all the cool shit that I've kept on this ship that might convince you.
That your asshole friends blew up. After this scene, the lizard people go ham on Enterprise and just blow the shit out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And you can tell it's serious because there's a guy on fire and they have to put him out.
There was a guy on fire.
He did the Wilhelm scream, too. It's always funny because you can see the fire suit they have underneath. So they always look really fat and they're swinging their arms the same way.
Ah!
I would just immediately roll on the floor. Like, who would, like... try and run through a door and like flail their arms wildly. During this, T'Pol is the captain of the Enterprise, and you could see she's totally cracking under pressure.
Yeah, she's starting to get shaken.
And right before the episode ends, you see a real close up on T'Pol's eyes. You remember this?
Oh yeah.
It like zooms in super. Mm-hmm. It's like a really long elongated scene, and you get real up close into her eyes, and you see that Vulcan fear. You see that hidden Vulcan fear that they never confront because they're logical people.
But I wonder if like this means that there's some sort of cracking under pressure from her.
Yes,
that could rear its ugly head.
Before this, she does seem to be kind of coming apart at the seams.
Mm-hmm.
But right as circumstances become extremely dire, the reptilians fly off.
What?
And Enterprise is left. Broken, destitute.
Yeah,
adrift in space.
Broken.
Adrift in space. They fuck Enterprise up, dude.
They fuck it all the way the fuck up.
They do.
Yeah.
Big time. Big league.
Big league fuck ups.
Big dick fucking.
Look, there is nothing like getting up there full count and just squeezing and chasing a ball.
What?
You know, that's right. I figured if I just tried to channel my Joe Buck.
Okay.
Start talking about baseball and different things that don't really work and like.
Does he do that?
Pretend that I made in my own career when in actuality I got this career because my father was a legendary baseball.
Does he do that? Does he make really weird analogies like that?
Oh yeah, he's the worst. Mm. He's the worst, and John Smoltz hates the Dodgers.
Well, how about yeah? How about Stephen A. Smith? Did you see him get trashed by Joe Rogan?
Oh no, what?
Yeah, so at one of the last, maybe it was like two or three UFC fight nights ago, Stephen A. Smith was called in as a expert commentator. And he's standing there after the fight, and he's talking about how Cowboy just got wrecked. He's like, it's like Cowboy didn't even come out tonight. Cowboy didn't even show up. And Joe was like, dude, you're being like super disrespectful to a fighter, you know? You don't just say a fighter quit. Like, fighters don't quit. Like, Conor McGregor came out and had, like, a vendetta. Like, he did some shit that people had never seen before. And Stephen A. Smith is just doing his typical shit.
Hot taken.
Yeah. He said the same thing about the Mavericks, like, 10 years ago when they won the finals.
Say, are we rehashing things that bother us?
Yeah. He said that LeBron just didn't want it enough and that the Mavericks wanted it more. And it's like, by what metric can you judge that? Like, what scientific metric can you say that? And Mark Cuban went on First Take and trashed him for it. He said, no, we shut down LeBron. We put like three guys on him. And if he's not performing, the rest of the team isn't performing either.
I got to say, I commend the guy
for
going on television every goddamn day and doing a radio show. That's a lot of content to do. And the radio show is a solo show. And so it's a commendable experience, but God damn, just.
What about Mason in Ireland?
They perform at a different level. Well, yeah, but Mason in Ireland don't have broad appeal. Although they probably would now.
Yeah.
They're not talking about fucking sports.
See, and I wonder if that's the case for like other smaller market, you know, like sportscasters. They're probably way better than Stephen A. Smith. You know, like,
oh, yeah.
I'm sure there's a Mason Ireland in Texas, you know?
No, there for sure is. Yeah. I mean, I something that I think is fun on the ESPN app, we're not sponsored, but if ESPN would like to, on the ESPN app, you can go to different locales and listen to their local radio station.
Yeah.
And it's fun. It really is. Sports radio is such a fun mechanism for entertainment.
Yeah, like podcasts.
It's a lot like podcasts, and here you get the internet's premier Star Trek fan podcast, The Star Companion.
And if you like what you heard today, if you like when we apologize to you, if you like when we get down on our knees and grovel, like, well, never mind. If you like, if you do like that, you can head on over to patreon.com/StarCompanion and give us a few bucks.
Just a few bucks.
We understand it's a hard time. For you, you know, if coronavirus going around, your business is shut down, you're not making money. So if you can't do it now, maybe think about doing it in the future.
Well, and if you can't do it now, maybe think about liking and subscribing.
There you go.
And writing a review. We still have these super sweet stickers.
We do. We got a lot of them.
We got them.
Yeah.
We got a bunch still.
We
want to give them to you.
We do. Yeah. So that's been the episode, folks.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.